Great day.
XO Agency and Brandon 307 present Wild Jam 2025. Outdoor concerts in downtown Sheridan. Rodeo Week. Boots hit the ground starting Thursday night with a free concert benefiting NAMI with Jared Morris.
I'll be here waiting for the show.
Friday, Chancey Williams.
More cowboys.
And Saturday, Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me tonight?
Wild Jam 2025, presented by XO Agency and Brandon 307. Get your tickets online at wildjam.com.
Hi, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Fraggleton's. You know, every day on Main Street brings new faces and familiar friends through our doors, and each one deserves something special. At Fraggleton's, it's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Our team is here to make sure every bite, every sip, and every moment feels just right. Whether you're celebrating a big day or just enjoying the little things, we'd love to be a part of it. It's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Book your table now at Fraggletons.com.
Are you ready to take your lawn mowing to the next level? Hendo Service Center brings you Bad Boy mowers, built to last with the promise that you'll be mowing with an attitude. With a Bad Boy, you're not just making grass shorter. You're mowing with power, precision, and pride. Check out Hando's Bad Boy lineup from commercial to residential mowers. Find the model that fits your yard. Hando Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive. Get your Bad Boy mower and teach that lawn a thing or two.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, July 3rd, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Boy Scouts of Troop 117, Enoch Lick, Joshua Atchison, Troop Senior Patrol Leader Jake Atchison, and Scoutmaster John Atchison. Good morning, troops of, well, good morning, Scouts of Troop 117. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Good morning.
Doing fantastic. Good morning. All right. Now, I'm just going to go around so people can recognize the voice with the name. I'll start right over here. Can you tell us your name, how old you are, and how long you've been in the Scouts?
I'm Jake Atchison. I am 15 years old, and I've been a scout for 5 years.
I am Joshua Atchison. I am 11, and I've been in the scout troop for 3 years.
Wow.
I am currently 17, and I've been in scouts for about 12 years now.
Wow, 12 years. John, how long have you been troop master?
Been scout master for about 3 years now.
3 years. What got you involved?
These two young men sitting next to me. It was just a opportunity for me to give back. I was a scout as a kid. I never attained Eagle. I'm a life for life. However, saw an opportunity for these boys to see and experience scouting life and learn opportunities that Scouts, Boy Scouts afford.
Yeah, yeah, and the value that comes with that is
100%.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Now, what made you want to join the Scouts? We'll start right here.
Yeah, so similar. It was just kind of something that just kind of happened. We were, I think, invited by a friend, and then I started out in Cub Scouts in Virginia, then moved on to the Troop 62, also in Virginia, then moved over here to 117.
I was a Cub Scout.
Oh, yeah?
I sure was. I think I made Weeblo. How about you, partner?
I was pretty much the exact same thing as him, but mostly him and my dad got me into Scouts.
Yeah.
So I joined as a Lion in Virginia and went all the way to Weeblo's and then went to, was it Bears? I went to Bears, and then we moved up to Wyoming. Then I went to Weeblo's, and now I'm in the troop. So I've been in Scouts for pretty much my whole life.
Yeah, but I bet that's a great experience, though, huh?
Yeah, well, more or less.
How about you?
12 years. I started off real young as they could get me. My parents just saw it was a great opportunity, and I didn't necessarily join on my own will, but I've stuck in because it's been such a good experience. It teaches so many valuable skills, and it's so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, when I look around at some of the things that I've done in my life, there were times that I reached back even to my experiences in Cub Scouts, you know, that really helped me along. Now, if you were to say your favorite thing, we're going to start on the opposite end. What is your favorite thing you've done in the Scouts? I mean, you've been in there a long time, partner.
There's a lot of things that I've done in the Scouts. I got to say, the best part about being a Scout is the friends you make in the Scouts. I have so many friends that I've made throughout the Scouts that I'm still friends with today.
Yeah.
And we hang out all the time. And I think one of the funnest experiences I've done is National Jamboree, and that's in West Virginia. And it's a week-long camp full of concerts, zip lines, rock climbing, all the experiences you could ever want.
Man, the Jamboree. I think I've actually just heard rumors of that thing, that it is just a fantastic week-long experience where you get to do a whole number of different activities.
Almost anything.
Now, how about you, partner? What's your favorite aspect of being in the Scouts?
Well, I don't actually really know, but probably some of the trips that we've been on, like Klondike. We've been on some fun trips that we got to play with a bunch of other troops and learn some new life skills.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to have to say pretty much the exact same thing, friends and experiences. I mean, I've still got some friends from NYLT, National Youth Leadership Training, that I still have phone numbers with, and we'll meet up whenever we're in the same city.
Yeah.
Also, the experiences, I mean, I've been all over the place, 50 milers, caving, you know, fishing trips all over the place, and, you know, I've pretty much been everywhere with Scouts. So, yeah, pretty much experiences and friends.
When you head into class and you talk to those kids that maybe don't have this type of opportunity,
mm-hmm.
You know, do they ask you questions about the things that you go out and do, the experiences that you've had?
Yeah, so sometimes I'll come into class and I'll have some pictures on my phone from, you know, camping in 6 feet of snow out in the middle of nowhere, or, you know, doing some crazy stuff, and they'll have some questions, or sometimes they just won't care, and, you know, it's just kind of fun to keep within the troop sometimes.
Even some people out there listening are thinking, camping in 6 feet of snow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was our Klondike my first year here in Wyoming. 6 feet of snow the full weekend below freezing. It was a good camp, but cold.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's kind of part of it, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it was a great time.
And some of the skills that you've learned out there, mm-hmm. in like say during that camp, you can apply much later on in life.
Oh yeah.
Going hunting with your friends or things like that. Now, what does the Scout oath or law mean to you personally?
To me, it means a lot. It's a code of ethics that is very easy to learn and follow. It can guide you through life pretty much anywhere. It has so many valuable aspects of it, from being kind of loyal to your family and friends and keeping that kind of connection, to kind of just that strength of knowing you have a set of kind of rules and morals to fall back on and rely on in stressful and unknowing times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you, partner?
So he covered actually a lot that I was going to say, but so I don't really have anything to.
That's okay. You can echo it.
But just like words and ethics to live by, and that will carry out for you your entire life, and just to look back on and have ways and wisdom to find out ways through anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really similar. It's a code and stuff that you can follow. It's pretty easy, like Enoch said over there. And it pretty much covers everything that you need to do to be a good scout and a good person.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the military has core values, you know. And I can remember a colonel of mine telling me once, if you stick to those core values and everything that you do, you'll never be wrong. If you follow these values, in every decision that you make, you'll be correct every time. Now, is there a particular part of the oath that you really try to live your life by? Is there one aspect of it where you're like, you know what, that one means a lot to me? Enoch?
I think just the first line of it, on my honor, I will do my best. In life, I do everything to the fullest. I try to learn every skill to the most that I can and truly understand what I'm working with. And I think doing your best just in life in all aspects is the most important thing of the oath.
Absolutely. It's a great start, isn't it?
So, kind of took it again, but the next kind of verse in it was like, God in my country, and to obey the scout law, to like obey the words and ethics to live by, and just to have the Lord guide you with those ethics through, well, anything you really need or
yeah, anything you're gonna face, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, Jake.
Actually, yeah, pretty much the same thing. To God in my country, that says a whole lot there. Just to, you know, follow, you know, parts of the Bible. I mean, all of the Bible, and then being able to do your part to the country, and then also continuing on. It's to, you know, obey the scout law and to help other people at all times. I mean, that's just loyalty and helpfulness right there, and, you know, another good step to being a good person and a good scout.
That's right. Kindness, compassion, and empathy are never, ever wrong, right? Helping someone else is never, ever wrong. Now, how do you think Scouts helps kids to become a better person, Jake?
So whenever I get asked this question, I'm going to have to say experiences mostly. And then friendship next. So on all the experiences that we get to do and the trips and stuff, lots of people, you know, you gain different leadership skills and, you know, different skills that you can use throughout your, you know, daily life and as soon as you age out and then you go into the adult world. And then friendship's just another thing that you can continue on. It's just awesome experience, yeah.
Joshua?
So pretty much the same thing. It's pretty good to live by the ways of scouts and just to have the friends or the memories and the skills to and the experience to make like to get to make, I already forgot what I'm gonna say here.
It's okay.
Is
How has it made you a better person, I guess?
I'm not someone else, so I actually don't have a good answer. So I feel like it's just
humility. There we go. That's perfect. Yeah. Enoch.
Could you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah, sorry. Sure. So basically it's how do you think Scouts helps kids become better people for the community?
I think Scouts is a very good outlet of kind of community work. It allows the Scouts to otherwise like get into a place where they can help out their community. It gives you opportunities to fundraise, to expand, to work on community projects, and to just help with your local just group of people, your family, your friends, your neighbors. Mm-hmm. It gives you that avenue which otherwise you wouldn't have or would struggle to find.
Yeah.
It gives them that leadership experience and that kind of networking of meeting so many people in the community and helping it grow.
You know, Enoch, you touched on a couple of things there. The leadership experience, you know, that's rare at this age. You've got to be involved in some sort of sports or something like that. But Scouts really teaches that to you, doesn't it? I mean, it
absolutely
has an organized curriculum of tested techniques on good leadership, moral leadership, and the community aspect of it. There, I imagine there's a lot of kids out there who look at their community and think, boy, I wish I knew how to help. I wish I knew what to do. And with scouts, it gives you that opportunity, like you said. It opens that door. We'll do it as a troop. We'll go together as a troop. I think that's a great answer. Now, if you were to say, I think we've already answered this one, but the most fun that you've ever had on a trip.
I think the most fun I've had on a trip was definitely that West Virginia trip.
Yeah.
It was, there was this big zip line. I can't remember how long it was, but it was like, it was at least 5 minute zip line.
And it felt like forever.
Amazing. And I think the funnest part of it was the lines were always so long for it because there were thousands of scouts there. So we decided to get there early. Me and my group of five other scouts, we woke up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was pitch dark and foggy and kind of nice and cold. So we woke up shivering and kind of put on our jackets and headed that way. And there were about maybe 20, 25 other scouts also heading out from our camp to go do that zip line. And we waited in line for 2 hours just in the middle of the night, and we got to mess around in the dark and the fogginess, and that was definitely so much fun and so worth the wait.
Yeah, yeah, and it's amazing. So many scouts had that same idea.
Yep.
We'll get up early. That's how we'll beat the rush. And then the morning becomes the rush. Joshua, well, what's the most fun you've had?
So I haven't really been in the troop that long, so I actually don't really... I haven't really gone on a lot of trips, mainly camp outs and just stuff like that, but probably, I don't remember things that well, so I have no
idea. It's okay. It's all right.
So,
but you like camping. You like being out there with the troop?
I don't know.
How about you, Jake?
I mean, there's a ton of stuff that I've, you know, been able to do that I think is just, you know, super fun. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize that we could do that here.
Wow,
one of my first things is, you know, coming back on the 50-miler backpacking trip in the Appalachian Mountains on the final day, and you could just, you know, feel the like, oh, man, we're almost done. And, you know, there was somebody told us that there was pizza waiting for us at the end. And I mean, we were just like pretty much sprinting the last, you know, 3 miles left of that trip. And that was just, you know, super fun to be with everybody. I mean, every camp out that I've been on and trip has, you know, something that was super fun and memorable. But I think just being able to pretty much run straight uphill, you know, extremely fast with a heavy pack at the last day is probably one of my favorites, yeah.
50-miler in the Appalachian Mountains.
It was a doozy, yeah.
That's fantastic. That's something I haven't done that. There's a lot of people out there who've probably never even seen the Appalachian Mountains, and you've done a 50-mile hike on that thing.
Yeah, it was pretty...
It's amazing. It's an incredible accomplishment. On that, I do have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Boy Scouts of Troop 117 right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Sheridan Wild Rodeo, one of the biggest events in Sheridan.
Time for family, friends, and visitors from all over the world to come home.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend a big welcome home to everyone.
First Federal is a trusted local bank committed to our community, sponsoring the nightly Indian Relay races and helping bring you live coverage of the Friday morning live stream and broadcast on SheridanMedia.com. So welcome home from the First Federal Bank and Trust family, a true community bank member FDIC.
Our local businesses are one of the reasons Sheridan is a thriving community and a tourist destination. Hi, this is Kim Hall with ERA Carroll Realty, inviting you to enter our Shop Local Sweepstakes for a chance to win $500 in Chamber Bucks, which is just like cash that you can spend with businesses located in Sheridan County.
Enter the Shop Local Sweepstakes every day through July 14th, presented by ERA Carroll Realty. They're about more than real estate. They're about family, friendship, and community. Good luck.
I'm Zach Rogers, owner of 307 Wildcat Well Services. Running a business and being out in the field drilling wells doesn't leave me much time for marketing. That's where Sheridan Media came in. They built my website, handled my radio, print, and digital advertising, and turned it into a powerful marketing engine, all while I was out doing what I do best. Their work has helped me bring in multiple new customers. If you're not my competition, I highly recommend letting Sheridan Media help you find your next customer while you focus on running your business.
Fireworks are awesome, and Falls Fireworks invites you to celebrate Independence Day with a bang. Open now through July 4th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. just off Sheridan's North Main Street on Higbee Road in the Northern Lights Electric parking lot. Falls Fireworks has a huge selection of Roman candles, artillery shells, family packs, firecrackers, and novelties. It's easy to find, watch for, and follow the signs off North Main to Falls Fireworks. Visa, MasterCard, and cash accepted.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Advancing independence, dignity, and a world without barriers. That's what Wyoming Independent Living does. Join us as we celebrate 40 years of service and the 35th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Meet our staff, see the offices, and enjoy a free barbecue. July 8th, 11 to 2 at 882 Lincoln Drive in Sheridan. For more information, contact Will at 307-266-6956.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning we are honored to have Boy Scout Troop 117, Enoch Lick, Joshua Atchison, Troop Senior Patrol Leader Jake Atchison, and Scoutmaster John Atchison. Now, I had to take a quick commercial break, but the one thing that I wanted to ask these scouts about, which is really important to me, and that is belonging to a unit such as this, it really helps you kind of conquer fears. You do things that you don't think you're ever going to be able to do when you've got support of your fellow troops next to you. Enoch, is there anything in your 12-year experience that you thought, I'm not going to be able to do that? But you were able to overcome that hurdle?
I think the most valuable thing that Boy Scouts has helped me with is my communication skills. I've always struggled to kind of talk to people. I've always had a very low social battery. But being in the Scouts, it's definitely got me a lot more open and kind of focused on meeting other people. I've met so many good friends that I may have never talked to outside of it. Even now, just talking here is so much, would have been so much out of my comfort zone in the past.
Yeah.
But developing those skills of meeting new people, introducing new scouts to the world of scouting, and just kind of that general idea of meeting so many interesting and new people that I would have otherwise never even spoken to.
Yeah.
Is definitely the best part of scouting.
And such an important aspect for the rest of your life. And there's never going to be a situation, work, personal life, where you're not going to have to communicate with somebody, right? What about you, Joshua? Was there anything that you can remember where you're like, I don't know if I can do that?
Well, I think I was not really like him. I was not really a social person, but I think Scouts has, quote unquote, taken off some level of that, and now I feel like I'm a little bit more social and a little bit more of a leader, I guess, because of Scouts, because I would never have been able to do that myself. But so
takes a lot of bravery, doesn't it?
Yeah, this troop has done that for me.
Yeah, and that's amazing. That is a self-confidence thing. I mean, and that is so important going through the rest of your life. Jake, you're the squad leader or the troop leader right now.
Yeah, right now I am, yeah. So, I mean, the first thing I was going to say was the mental barrier of just being able to do something. Going back to the 50-miler, I was only 11 at the time, so, you know, still pretty young, and I hadn't had a lot of experience. And I did not think I was going to be able to do that, but, you know, I did it. And the whole troop and the guys that were with me were able to help push me and, you know, got me through that experience. And, you know, I was also able to help some kids get through theirs. And, you know, it was, you know, when we were done and we were sharing pizza, it was just like one of those, like, hey, we did it. Another thing was my first summer camp that I was at, I was patrol leader. So instead of being in charge of the troop, I was in charge of a patrol of about 6 to 8 guys. And I just remember one night pretty early on in camp, it was just pitch black. We did not know where we were. We were going to go off to go find something, couldn't find it, and we were just stuck out there in the middle of nowhere, and we just we were able to get everybody together, and we were able to find our way back to our camp. And, you know, 30 minutes later, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, we were able to get back to camp. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Scary time.
Oh, yeah. No, that was pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah. You start feeling that fear. And bravery isn't the lack of fear.
Nope.
Bravery is overcoming that fear. Yeah, in the face of fear, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. Now, one of you is about to become an eagle. And that is such an amazing accomplishment. Enoch, it's amazing that you've worked so hard. You're wearing those merit badges. You are absolutely decorated in them. And you have every right to be proud of those. That is a big accomplishment. What was your community project that you chose to do?
For my community project, I chose to help out and develop a community area, the Three Poles area just outside of Sheridan. It was a place that I've spent a lot of time at, just four-wheeling, and it is such a fun place. But one of the biggest problems with it was it's always so hot and just, there wasn't a lot of outdoor space out there. So for my community project, I decided to help out and build some structure out there. So I put up a gazebo out there with some benches for the community to rest under and just get a kind of nice space where you could have a more kind of honed in community where people could sit down and chat after a round around the track.
That's fantastic. How long did that take you to get up?
In total, it took me about a month of working on it and getting the benches installed and building the structure. I had a lot of good scouts helping me out. They went out and volunteered with me, and a lot of good friends and adults who worked very hard with me to get this done.
That's fantastic, you know, that you acknowledge them, because we never do anything alone, right?
Never.
Especially if we've got great support going out there together. Now, what are your plans? What has to happen before you're pinned an eagle?
Well, I've gotten through a lot of it. It's a lot of paperwork, unfortunately.
That's the rest of your life part.
Yep. Took a while. And my final step to becoming an eagle is my board of review, where I will speak to some of the higher ranking members of our scouting adventure, and they will discuss with me my project and my journey through scouts, and I will hopefully then be honored with the rank of eagle and be able to live the rest of my life knowing I've done something this important.
Oh, absolutely. Now, and I don't want to pressure you to talk about it, because who knows what's going to happen in the future, but you have military aspirations.
I do. Yes, I do. I'm hoping to join the Army, and as of recent, I've been, for the past year, very interested in cybersecurity and the aspects of computer science, and been researching that quite a bit and doing training, and I've been very interested in that career path in the military.
Fantastic, Enoch. I'll tell you what, you know, I used to think to myself that the Army can make you better or you can make the Army better, and I think you're an individual who's going to go in there and make the Army a better place, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Fantastic
very much.
Accomplishment. And speaking of accomplishments, I know a lot of folks are looking forward to bellying up to some pancakes here pretty quick. Jake, why don't you tell me about the pancake breakfast that's coming up?
Yeah, so pancake breakfast, I've been a part of it for the past 3 or 4 years now. And it's always just a place where we've been able to, you know, go back to the community. We'll serve some pancakes, some great ham, and some juice. And it's one of the main things about the pancake breakfast is it's our number one of our
primary fundraiser.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that helps us fund our trips and allows us to go do all the good, cool stuff that we go do.
All right. When is that going to be taking place?
11th.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
July the 11th, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. right before the parade.
You know, this place that fills up every year. I think everybody looks forward to that. Enoch, I know I've seen you out there. You and I have spoken. You were at the grill, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. I know you got a lot to get done. Congratulations on that Eagle Scout, Enoch. Jake, You got a promising future ahead of you, partner. Joshua, stick with it. You're doing great. Scoutmaster, you've got some fine young men here, sir.
Yes, we do.
And I want to thank you for bringing them in and having a conversation with me today.
Thanks for your time.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak to Wild Performing Arts and Education Center. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan Wild Rodeo, one of the biggest events in Sheridan.
Time for family, friends, and visitors from all over the world to come home.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend a big welcome home to everyone.
First Federal is a trusted local bank committed to our community, sponsoring the nightly Indian Relay races and helping bring you live coverage of the Friday morning live stream and broadcast on SheridanMedia.com. So welcome home from the First Federal Bank and Trust family, a true community bank member FDIC.
You're cordially invited to the fine community of Ranchester on July 4th for their Independence Day celebration at Town Hall Park and Event Hall. There'll be food, drink, and family fun throughout the afternoon. The Wyoming Wife Carrying Championship starts at 3. Then enjoy music by Cruisin' from 4 to 6 and the two tracks from 6:30 to 8:30. And last but not least, stick around for the fireworks show at dusk. No personal fireworks, please. See you July 4th in Ranchester.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best. It's summertime, and while kids are out of school and vacations are planned, we all know that summer gets busy in a hurry. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, now is the best time, as more people are looking and being active now than in any other season. Whether it's fall with school or winter and the holidays, there's always lots going on, so summer's a great time to make a move. Best of all, we know how busy you are, and our job is to make your life easier, meet your real estate goals, and save your summer. Call us today at 675-BEST or visit us at bestwy.net. Make it a great day.
At Legacy Diamond and Gems, you'll discover a gemstone as rare as it is remarkable. Alexandrite, famous for its dramatic color change from emerald green in the daylight to ruby red in candlelight, Alexandrite is a stone of mystery, magic, and transformation. Sought after by collectors and romantics and anyone who is drawn to its mystery, Alexandrite is as dramatic as it is beautiful. Find your Alexandrite stone at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Warmer weather means it's officially roofing season, and Branded 307 is getting to work. If your home was hit by the hail last year and you haven't had your roof inspected, now is the time. Most insurance companies only allow for 1 year from the date of loss to file a claim. After that, the cost could be out of your pocket. Whether you're looking to replace your shingles or want to upgrade to an impact-resistant metal roof, visit branded307.com or call for your inspection today. Branded 307, branding one home at a time.
This is Tim Kerr, General Manager at Frackleton's, inviting you to join us downtown for the fresh flavors of our new spring and summer menu. From vibrant seasonal dishes crafted with local ingredients to crisp wines and refreshing handcrafted cocktails, we've captured the spirit of the season in every bite and sip. Come in, unwind, and taste what Wyoming summer feels like. Inviting you to join us downtown for the fresh flavors of our new spring and summer menu. Only at Frackleton's, where every season tastes like a celebration.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. For our second part this morning, I am joined by the Executive Director of the Wild Performing Arts and Education Center, Aaron Butler, and the new board chair and untapped committee member, Mr. Ken Thorpe. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. So how have things been at the theater? Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't prop that back
up. No, I fixed it. It's good.
There was a little guy sitting where you were at.
I think I got it.
How are things going?
Good. Really good. Yeah, June was busy, as it tends to be. We had things that generally happen there. Really, really great production of Oliver Jr. So that was super cute. The kids are so great, and it was really fun to see them on stage.
They get a good turnout for that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's and they do such a darn good job. I mean, and that script in particular is a little more challenging than maybe some of the others, because there is a, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with Oliver, but it's dark. You know, there's some stuff.
It's Dickens. So uh-huh. It's
yep. So right. They handled everything really well and had a great time. And
huge cast.
Huge. 60 kids.
60 kids up yeah. on stage. Is it the biggest cast of
No, I think we've had 80 before, which was like a lot. 60's a lot. 80's like, okay.
Yeah.
There's no more room.
Even if they're dedicated.
Right.
80 kids is like curtain cats.
Lots of wrangling.
Yeah. It's kind of nuts. So I give a lot of credit to Tyler and Ariana, who are the directors, and of course all the crew and cast, you know, just everyone. It was a really fun show. And then we had the rodeo royalty competition followed by Miss Wyoming. So
how'd the Miss Wyoming go?
Really well. It was fun to have it back. It hasn't been at the WIO for the last 2 years, I think. They switched it. They'd moved it around the state. So we were excited to have them back.
I gotta
back
share
home.
Them. Unfortunately, you just gotta share them with the rest of the
I know.
State, right?
Well,
but the
we'll
WIO,
keep them as long as they'll stay. Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
The WIO to me has just got this, it's kind of next level. You know, when you think about an establishment, a stage to mm-hmm. be on, mm-hmm. it's earned that next level kind of category where it's like, oh man, you're going to the WIO.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I like to think that, but the kids really think that. I know that. They get really excited.
All right. Now, a lot of folks are looking forward to Sheridan's Homebrew Festival. Tell us about this year's Untapped.
Well, gosh, I don't know. Ken, do you want to?
What's our 7th annual?
Yes.
I believe, if that's correct. And it's this Saturday from noon to 4. And we have how many brewers this year?
My gosh.
13 brewers, 35 beers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's a full, I mean, you'll need all 4 hours to get through it all. And it's supposed to be a great day, we're hoping.
Mm-hmm.
And drink a beer in the rain.
Drink a beer. Well, don't talk about the rain yet. Yeah, we'll be fine.
Now, when it comes to organizing this, getting all these brewers together, because a lot of these, I mean, these are home brewers.
Correct.
These aren't like established individuals who are, you know, have a business or anything like that. But these guys kind of doing it in the garage.
Yes, there's a homebrew club in Sheridan, the Bighorn Homebrew mm-hmm. Club. And so we partner with them. And so they have members from that club on our committee.
Oh, fantastic.
And so we've been meeting for 3 months now.
Yeah, about 3 months.
But being the 7th, I mean, we've got some things kind of figured out. It's not all brand new to us anymore. So we've got a little bit of history to us. But still, we get together with them about 3 months ahead of time, get everything put together. And then they are the ones who are kind of wrangling the brewers and getting them all to come in and get registered. So it's a good partnership.
Ken, 7 years in, this thing's kind of started to definitely get some traction around the state. Are people reaching out to you now? Hey, I'd love to take part in this, or is the Bighorn Brewers Club kind of sticking as the primary provider?
I think
provider?
They're the main people out reaching out to some folks, but they reach out to Buffalo and KC, and I think even up into Billings. Mm-hmm. And
oh, wow.
So, yeah.
A lot of great beers from throughout the region.
A lot of great beers.
Now, when it comes to actually coming in, is there going to be any changes this year from last year, or we could pretty much stick into the same formula?
Same format, but some interesting beer names.
Yeah. Do you want to know some of them?
Yeah, let me hear some of them.
Oh, my gosh. My favorite. I'm sorry.
Sorry to
spoil anything for anyone. But there is a Pilsner called Dad Bod.
Nice.
Which I think is my favorite. I am a big fan of Lagerhaus 5. Which is, of course, a lager. And our
I wonder
friend,
what happened to the other four.
Well, our friend Scott Forrester has a beer called Mark Should Retire Ale. So
we're not sure who Mark is.
We don't know who Mark
apparently
is.
Apparently he should retire.
But Mark, if you're listening, Scott thinks you should retire.
It's time to hang it up.
So it's so much fun, you know, and yeah. They have such a great time. I mean, these people, like, there are a number of them who have brewed 5 beers,
mm-hmm.
which is a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, how much is there like a requirement? Don't bring the beer unless you've got X amount.
Yes.
I think it's a gallon. It used to be 5 gallons.
I think it's 2.5 now.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we changed it. Well,
yeah, but, half it up.
Yeah.
Because it's just by the end of the day, there's still a lot left over.
Well, there's just so many to try.
There are.
You know, and
right.
then you kind of get your favorite. And by the time you've tried them all, you can only have maybe a pint of your favorite one
right.
by the time you're you know,
feel a lot of beers. So
it's a lot of beer.
And it's have a designated driver.
Yes,
it's a pretty cool process. I mean, one of the things that we really appreciate about the event is that this year we've partnered with Bighorn Home Group Club and Blacktooth. They're going to be our judges this year. And the person who wins the Brewer's Choice Award will have the opportunity to brew their beer at Blacktooth.
Oh, wow.
Which is really, I think, really cool.
That is pretty cool.
So it really scales it up for the folks who are participating, gives them an opportunity to, hey, showcase their beer to a wider audience.
You know, years and years ago, I got the opportunity to follow around a pink boot, and she taught me more about brewing beer than anybody else, and the meticulous processes that they have to follow to ensure that it tastes the same every time you go in.
Oh, yeah.
I was fascinated by that. Yeah. I guess it's something that I never thought about until I was like, wow, yeah, one small thing could change the flavor of this entire vat.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a difficult process to get all this stuff done. And so I'm actually really, you know, I'd love to hear about the winner. So next time I see you, tell me about this winner. Because if they're going to go down to Blacktooth and be able to brew an entire vat, that will be a brand new experience for a homebrewer.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing too, you know, they talk a lot about the people who are judging have to make sure that whatever brew they choose is scalable and the products are available, because sometimes it's very, very specific. It's a small batch thing. You can't have a large amount of that very specific ingredient. But you know, those are all just sort of details, but yeah. And then we also have the, of course, the People's Choice Award, named after our friend Denny Gresham, which is always really fun, and that is a huge competition amongst the brewers. So you get to choose your favorite. You get three chips, go around, taste the beers, and you get to pick the beer or beers that you like, put your chip in for that, and then whoever wins the most votes gets a little bit of money and just, you know, recognition.
Recognition, yes.
Yeah. Bragging rights.
Bragging rights,
and
yes.
A ribbon, of course.
They can go back to their club meeting that next
week.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, There's not like an award or trophy that I get to pack home with that, right?
Well, they get a ribbon.
A ribbon.
Yeah.
Well, that's good enough for me, because I'd post that thing outside my front door so everyone would
know. You gotta get something.
Right.
Okay. What else should folks know? How much is it to get through the gate, Ken?
$25.
All right. So $25.
I personally think it's worth a little bit more than $25. I think that's quite the bargain. So we've had this argument for several years.
Yes. It really is, if you really think about it.
Yes.
Because you're going to, for $25, you're going to go taste some of the best
homebrews
in the area.
These guys are craftsmen.
Yeah.
I just want to say that. The men and women who are taking part in this event, it's a, like you say, it's a little bit of chemistry. It's very specific. It's very, and even listening to them talk about what they did to brew the beer, I kind of get lost, you know, but it's fun. It's just listening to the passion, you know, they take to put all that together is fun to be around.
They'll be present.
Oh yeah. They're serving their own beers
so that you can sit down and say, how did you do this?
Yes.
That'd be fantastic.
Yes.
And you know, I think half of the experience itself is being able to talk to it. Kind of like when we talk about art, you know, where did you come up with this and how did you develop this painting? Same thing with beer. How did you develop this flavor? You know, over in Germany, brewmasters are looked at the same way that oil tycoons are looked at over here. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. All the mansions in Munich are brewmasters.
Brewmasters.
Yeah.
Sure.
They take their beer very, very seriously over there. Now, when it comes to so nothing's really changing for the year. It's what we know from last year, which is just fine.
Yeah. So I should mention just the lineup of the entertainers.
Yeah.
So we open at noon on Brundage Street, right next to the YO, with the Alphorns. How could you not kick off a homebrew festival without the Alphorns? So they'll kick us off. Then we'll have a set from Mark Paninos and Adam Gruhl, followed by We're Here for the Beer Polka Band. Again, beer and polka.
Beer and polka, yes.
It's the best.
You can't have a brew fest without a polka band.
That's exactly right. And then the day sort of closes out with, they're calling themselves Cruisin' Light. So it's many of the folks from Cruisin' that we know, but it's not all of them. So it's Cruisin' Light. And we'll have a food truck there. Roland Smoke will be there serving their incredible brats. And it's just going to be a fun festive event. I know a lot of people might go up to the car show. That's a little earlier in the day, but we encourage folks to, you know, come on down after they're done up there and enjoy the festival.
Man, what a day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Get to go see some beautiful cars and then go down and just...
It's great being Sheridan.
Yeah. And enjoy beautiful brews.
Yes.
And great music along with some barbecue.
Yeah.
That sounds like a full lineup for the day right there.
Fun.
Ken, how did you become involved in this whole thing?
Well, when I joined the WIO board, I was told that I had to be on two committees. And when I found out that one of the committees happened to be, you know, they serve beer at the committee meetings, it seemed like a pretty decent one to get hooked up with.
Yeah. Easy choice.
Easy
right?
choice.
Easy choice.
It was pretty tough. Yeah, Lee Feather, one of the members, always brings a couple of his and some of his experiments. Sometimes it's something he's been working on for a while, whatever. But it's a good way to have a meeting and talk about beer when you're beer. So
that situation could go one of two
ways. Boy. Yes, yes, it's worked out okay so far. So
it could be a great meeting where yeah. everyone talks. It could be a horrible yeah. meeting where everyone argues.
But no, then just meeting the people and really getting involved with it has made me appreciate what they do.
As a committee member, is there any challenge that you guys really kind of face every year that you got to overcome, or is this? I mean, pretty easy process.
First few years it was a challenge just to. Anything new, right? Just yeah. getting it started and getting the recognition and people to attend. And now it's kind of, hey, they know it's coming and here it is again. And now we see a lot of the regular people coming back. And the brewers have grown through the years mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Beers, brewers, everything has grown. So,
yeah. Now, if someone does brew some home brew and they're like, you know, I really think the crowd would like this to get in next year, should they just join the Bighorn Brewers Club, or
that'd be the easiest way to do it, because then they could also be with some like-minded people.
Yeah, but, probably learn a lot too.
Yeah, share some, and I think they have their own competitions as well.
Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they like take a hat with all these mystery ingredients and pull it out of the hat, and then everyone has to make a beer with that ingredient and a bunch of fun stuff like that. So, yeah.
All right, favorite beer ever.
Ooh. Oh wow. There was a chili beer that was done last year that was pretty nice. And I don't mm-hmm. want to mention the brewer because I don't want to make anyone, you know, upset. But that was it was just in the background, but man,
it wasn't super hot.
Wasn't super hot, but just nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, they used to sell a chili beer out of Arizona and actually came with a chili in the bottle.
In the bottle. Oh, wow.
Oh, man, that was...
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that was a rough morning is what that was.
yep.
Aaron, yeah. favorite beer?
Ever or from the brewfest? Oh, my gosh.
Ever, my friend.
Well, so there was a milk stout that I had in California that I've never forgotten. And it's not as good anymore because I've gotten it since. But there was like a day.
That first time.
And a beer. It was like magic. It was so good. So good. Yeah, it was awesome.
I drank a Helles in Munich, Germany.
Oh, yeah.
That was so pure that you didn't get any kind of after effects. You could drink that thing all night long, wake up the next morning, and feel like you drank water all night. It was perfection. And not just because of the lack of hangover, but I mean, the flavor was perfectly balanced. It just hit perfectly. And I don't know if this is a outright confession, but I hid a few inside my old duffel bag.
Bring back.
And I brought a six pack back. And I drank that six pack by myself on the porch about 6 months later, and it was still just absolutely
still
perfect.
Yeah.
You know, that is the heart of beer country in the entire world. And if you ever get an opportunity, that's where you want to go to really, it's like going to France for wine.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the birthplace.
Well, my opinion is the heart of beer country is going to be downtown Sheridan.
That's right. Yeah.
This Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Got to make your way down
yeah.
there.
That's right.
I think that's one of the greatest parts about these local festivals, though, because everything is so different based on region.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can come here and experience flavors and aromas that you're not going to get in California. You're not going to get in Munich. You're not going to get anywhere else in the world. And I really enjoy that you got these little festivals all over the place, but I think the Untapped Festival is probably going to just continue to keep growing. You guys have plans for it to grow, or are you looking forward in the future kind of making preparations for that now?
They're making preparations right now for next year. Yeah. I mean, and then we'll have a, what do we call it? A kind of a turnover meeting or a closeout meeting next week, I think, where we'll kind of set things up for next year already and make plans for what's next. So
I think this thing is only going to get bigger. Yeah. You know, as home brewers kind of start to expand, I got people in my family who've even started dipping their toe into this. Cool. And it starts out as a hobby, and then all of a sudden that passion hits, and everyone's doing it.
Yeah, it's fun. We should mention, though, because it is important I think it's important to mention that this is the last year the Wyatt will be hosting it in tandem with Bighorn Homebrew Club. They're still going to continue it, and they're going to continue it with the Shrine, but just to note that the dates might change the future. The location will likely change, but not, you know,
like a couple blocks away.
Right.
Right.
About the same.
Still going to be downtown.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. So, it'll still continue, but
Aaron, I got about 30 seconds. Montana Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah, I can't wait. They're back. Yeah. As You Like It, which is one of Shakespeare's comedies. So a little lighter, a little brighter, something fun. It's on the 17th, I believe. It's Thursday. We're also this year opening the performance with a local young performer, Libby Fehrenbacher, who will be performing some of her own tunes on guitar for about half an hour before the show. So it starts at 6:30. Her set will start at 6 p.m. out at the band shell. I know Third Thursday is going on that night, but come support the Shakespeare troupe, and it's a free event, and it's always nice to bring, a little picnic.
Yeah.
They're so good. They're just so good and so fun to work with.
Aaron, Ken, thank you both for coming
thank
in
you.
This morning. Greatly appreciate it. It's always a pleasure having you on. All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Sheridan Wild Rodeo, one of the biggest events in Sheridan.
Time for family, friends, and visitors from all over the world to come home.
The First Federal Bank and Trust family would like to extend a big welcome home to everyone.
First Federal is a trusted local bank committed to our community, sponsoring the nightly Indian Relay races and helping bring you live coverage of the Friday morning live stream and broadcast on SheridanMedia.com. So welcome home from the First Federal Bank and Trust family, a true community bank member FDIC.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides, perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
Are you searching for the perfect way to express your patriotism for your country and state? Look no further than the Sheridan Commercial Company. Hi, Kurt Smith here. We have a wide variety of U.S., Wyoming, and Montana flags all ready for you to proudly display. With the 4th of July coming up, now is the time to get your flags. We also serve as a drop-off location for your worn flags. Every day is a great day to fly your flag. The Sheridan Commercial Company at 303 Broadway, open 7 days a week.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides, perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
Meet the Press, Sunday at noon, on News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM. Hey.